desde tu casa. Back to part three of the show with no name 2.0, where English is exciting and interactive. Guys, I just want to remind you too that at 6 p.m. every day, you've got my good friend Fitz, who's on the air with his show, No Excuses. And it is, man, what a show, what a teacher, what a great guy. It's Fitz and it's No Excuses. Now, I don't think Fitz does his show on Instagram, but you can tune in to Vaughn Radio and you can also hear Fitz on the podcasts, remember. So if you have iVox or iTunes, search for No Excuses, or if you have the Vaughn Radio app, the latest version, remember there's a new version of it, you can download the podcasts from there. And also Richard Vaughn Live. Every day, you've got 2 hours of English with the master himself. So that's 6 hours of English, and we're not even counting the half hour that Richard is on La Voz Channel 2. So you guys have got, and Fitz never said it better, no excuses. This is the summer. This is your summer. Why not? The summer where you say, you know what? I go from being a beginner to an intermediate, or an intermediate, or a low intermediate to a high intermediate. And don't get caught up on that either. A lot of people say, when I get my B2, I'll be happy. And you know what I say to them? I say, B2 is a good vitamin. Yeah, that's what, I don't know what a B2, remember, I remember learning about those courses, the C2, the proficiency, but I forgot that stuff because when I talk to somebody, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in if they can understand me and if I can understand them. That's what communication is, right? So a lot of times we get caught up, right, in that I got to get this exam. And I understand that's how we test our progress. That's really good that you do that. But that's not what it's about. It's not about passing an exam or getting a certificate. It's good and it's necessary. But it's really about you feeling confident when you listen and speak to people. When you communicate with people, that is should be your goal, not the C2, B2, you know, I don't know, you know, all those different things that are good to have, those titles, those certificates that, of course, show that you've done the work. But when I'm talking to you, I don't want to know anything about your certificates. I'm not interested in what level you have at all. I'm just going to ask you questions, and I hope you can follow me. Especially if I want to meet you and get to know you and talk to you. We're talking in an airport, in a bar, and we, you know, strike up a conversation. I don't care what Cambridge level you have. You think anybody's going to ask you about that? Which is not a job interview? No. People are going to say, can I have a steady, flowing, seamless conversation with this person? And if the answer is yes, well, good job. That should be your goal. Clear communication. All right. That said, today's Say What soundbite is not exactly clear communication. But as I say, the harder this section is on the show, the easier it's going to be for you to catch what people are saying out there in the real world, because you're going to have background noise. You're going to have different accents. You're going to have people interrupting each other. It's not all, you know, like the conversations you see in those Cambridge books, like, good morning, John. How are you? I'm great. Thank you. It's great having you as a roommate. Those are nice, and they give you an idea, but that's not how, you know, look at the way everybody speaks. It's usually six people, especially in Spain, no offense, six people speaking at the same time. That's at least my family. So it's not all about, you know, not everybody communicates clearly. The lines of communication aren't always wide open, let's say. Okay. So guys, here we go, my amigos. It is our Say What soundbite for the third time. Write down what you hear.
What's your problem anyway?
I don't have a problem. You have a problem.
Me? You're the one who keeps taking the shots.
We should hear yourself. It sounds so phony.
What about you?
Yeah, it sounds like they're the word I would say here is bickering. Right? Bickering. How can I describe this? The best way is what a husband and wife do who have been married for too long. It's broma. Demasiado tiempo llevan casados. Bickering is arguing about trivial, baladí, you say, right? Trivial things that really don't matter. You know, you're like, yeah, but you said it was blue. And you're like, yeah, but it was red, but that doesn't matter. That's not the, right? So to bicker. Sometimes you do it with your friends too. It's kind of, you know, looking at details too, you know, things that are not important, arguing over nothing, really, right? To bicker. Because an argument is like, you know, you did this to me, but bickering is like back and forth kind of stuff. No, stop bickering. Stop bickering. I love this word because, let's see how word reference translates to bicker. Discutir, pelear, reñir, right? Discutir sobre. But arguing sounds like more like heated, right? And bickering sounds like, will you too stop bickering? Like arguing over nonsense? Really? You know, so great, great word over there, bicker, one that they don't really teach you in too many books, right? They don't teach you that word too much. All right. So, something else I got from there, it sounds like there's some kind of music. So somebody said something about a concert sooner. And well, I don't know. Anybody else got any more information? Does anybody recognize the voices? Anybody almost have it? I don't think anybody's gotten it yet. All right. Well, don't worry. We're going to hear this two more times. No, one more time. Ho, like Britney Spears, baby. Britney Lanzas. Ahí la tienes. All right. Well, we need to solve today's double trouble. Creo que es genial. Now, no he dicho él, ella, pero vamos a decir eso. I think it's great. No? I think it's great. Creo que es genial. Okay. La gente sabia se entiende. Now, maybe you guys can find another way. I saw a lot of people who figured this out, by the way. I'm sorry if I missed your names because there are a lot of comments, which is a great thing. So everybody who figured it out, let's give them a nice round of applause. Yes. All right. All right. Great, great stuff. As I said, it's good. One of the things I admire about you guys, one of the many things I admire about you guys is how you encourage each other. Like, even though we're playing and competing here on the show, you guys are always like a team. You know, you're working together, you're encouraging each other. Like, so when JM Hermosilla or Jace or whoever, you know, Lupe or Chris Van Roll or any of these super students nail it, you guys are like, good job. I see it. I can't read all the comments, but I see it. And I gotta say, it's admirable. It's very admirable the way you guys, have become friends and classmates and support each other. You have a big, big family. Okay. So creo que es genial. La gente sabia se entienden. Okay. So, the literal thing would be mentes grandes piensan igual. But that in Spanish, I think sounds ridiculous. That's a Google translation, right? Nobody says, but because I said it to my wife, she's like, I think it's un poco forzado, no? I was like, I don't know. I'm asking you. So, mentes grandes piensan igual. No, but it's you. Then what I do is I tell her when it's said. Right. Le digo cuando se usa. So I say, okay, well, babe, this is like when I say to you, siempre todo con comida. Eh? I say, babe, do you want to go, you want to have pizza for dinner? She goes, oh, I was thinking the same thing. And I was like, great minds think alike. No. So I thought, como la gente sabia se entiende. No, nosotros sí que No, o están de acuerdo would be... I don't know if there's a succinct way to say that, una manera escueta de decir eso in español. But we say great minds, mentes, think alike. Now, alike is una palabra, right? Y es parecido. So if I say you look alike, so I say you and your father look alike, os parecéis. Pero cuidado, porque he oído gente usarlo mal. So you would say you look like, vamos a poner estas dos frases, okay? You look like your father. Te pareces físicamente a tu padre. You look like your father. The two of you, segunda frase, look alike, os parecéis. See the difference there? So cuando ponemos una persona y la otra, tenemos que decir look like. Pero parecerse is look alike. No ponemos, no, con una palabra, alike, digo. So those two cars look alike. This car looks like that one. ¿Ves cómo la estructura cuando usamos alike versus looks like? All right, write it down. And of course, come up with your own examples, all right? So creo que es genial. I think it's great. Great minds think alike, ¿no? Los sabios entienden. I like that one because it's kind of that's the idea behind it. Like, yeah, you and me, we know what's going on. Tú y yo nos entendemos, ¿no? We're on the same page. So a great native expression that probably doesn't have a direct translation. But that's why sometimes you don't have to translate. You just have to know when to use it. So cuando alguien dice algo y tú estás de acuerdo, you agree, and you're like, iba a decir lo mismo, you say, great minds. O dice, mira, you know, I threw a couple beers in the cooler. Eché unas cervezas a la neverita. He's like, oh, me too. He's like, oh, great. Or el otro dice, te iba a decir, I was going to tell you to do that. And the other one says, well, great minds think alike, ¿no? Te iba a decir que lo hicieras. Bueno, ya nos entendíamos, ¿no? So it's a really nice idiom saying, you know, we both are smart. You're giving the other person a compliment and you're giving yourself a compliment. Be careful with that. That can sometimes be seen as cocky, right? I always see that, you know, I've seen a lot of people be like, oh, I'm the best this or the, and I say, you know, I don't know if you're supposed to say that. You know what I mean? I think some other people are supposed to say you're the best, not you. You know, I don't remember Michael Jordan walking around saying I'm the best. I remember everybody who saw him play saying that. Right. So that's something to think about because you see a lot of this now on social media, you know. But it's people are selling themselves, but you got to also be realistic. What does the best mean, first of all? What does that mean? ¿Qué significa the best? As far as I know, it's Tina Turner, baby. She's simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone I've ever met. There you go. There's my Tina Turner impression. And now I will be hoarse for the rest of the day. Afónico para el resto del día. Sponsored by Tina Turner. All right, well, guys, it's time to change gears. We're going to the movies. Name that movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And sorry for the plug. Perdona por el vender el tema. But if you like movies, then you're going to love tomorrow's episode of FYI for your English. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe now. I'm taking you tomorrow morning. First thing, it comes out early in the morning. Friday mornings, FYI for your English, and tomorrow I'm taking you to the drive-in movie, Autocine. So come with me and learn so many different things about so many different topics from week to week. All right, now, you ready for today's Name That Movie? Here we go, my amigos. Now, I'm going to warn you now. The English is wrong. Okay, and it's not because, I won't explain it. Let's do this. I want you guys are good. I know you're good. I want you to correct the English mistakes here. All right, But there are English mistakes. Well, as I told you, Americans say, if I was you. Se supone que es if I were you. Pero tú vas a corregir a un nativo. I never do it. Even when I know Spanish people make a mistake, I'm like, You know, I'm not teaching right now. I'm not getting, como decimos, I'm not on the clock. No estoy ahora en nómina. No he fichado. I'm not working. Okay, so I want you guys to correct this native speaker's English. And I'm going to try and do it with my accent, all right? I'm going to try and get into character. If you notice, I've already gone from an American to like a rocker kind of British style, you know? And I think I just went Australian. Sorry. I'll do what I can. Hago lo que puedo aquí. Okay, so the stage direction says, in a taxi on the way to the airport. En un taxi camino al aeropuerto. I wish we wasn't breaking up. Well, it's a bit late for that, isn't it? Paul and Steve are flying to Rio. Malcolm's in London. John's in New York. Yeah, great. What am I going to do? Anything you like. You're a free agent now. I'll go home. See Nancy. Yeah? Well, do that. Master Kung Fu. Look, try and get off the heroin, okay? Come on. Promise. Okay. And cut back on the drinking, all right? Yeah. All right. All right, I promise. Cross me heart and hope to die. And he smirks. To smirk. Great word here. ¿Ves? Aprendemos no solo del diálogo, pero lo que pone entre las frases. To smirk. Sonreír con con superioridad. Con satisfacción. Like, I won. That kind of smile. So, mi madre me decía de joven, wipe that smirk off your face. A mí me quitas esa mirada de la cara, esa sonrisita que me tienes. De listo. Moms, dads, it's a great one. Okay, Liz gave us one correction. There's two corrections there. So the guy says, cross me heart and hope to die. Sorry about the... I'm trying to be British here. Cross me heart. It's cross my heart and hope to die. So good correction. There was another mistake in there too. And let's see, Chris Valrol got it. Ladies and gentlemen, she is on fire. Nice job, nice job. The movie is Sid and Nancy. Sid and Nancy, and it's a movie about Sid Vicious and Nancy, his girlfriend, the Sex Pistols, right? Sid Vicious, starring Courtney Love, right? Courtney Amor. And Gary Oldman, I think possibly the greatest living actor right now. Definitely the greatest living British actor, in my opinion. Gary Oldman. In fact, Gary Oldman, he needed to play the role of Sid Vicious, this emaciated heroin addict. And Gary Oldman lost so much weight that he became malnourished, right? He got sick from preparing for this role as a heroin addict. And so he didn't like the script either as an actor. He's like, I hated the script. So, wait, you didn't like the script, but you almost died making the movie? Really? Wow. And you know what his salary was? A measly, apúntate esta, measly, a measly £35,000. Now, 35 mil libras. Okay, dices, es mucho. Para un actor... Hollywood? No, it's not. So, yeah, but that's the story. the movie is Sid and Nancy. And so Sid Vicious says, I wish we wasn't breaking up. I wish we weren't. Ahí tiene. Pero no es una, es como él, es un punk, right? He's a punk. So he goes, I wish we wasn't breaking up. Ojalá no estuviéramos rompiendo, ¿no? I wish we weren't breaking up. And then Phoebe says, well, it's a bit late for that, isn't it? Es un poco tarde para eso, ¿no? It's a little bit late for that, isn't it? Paul and Steve are flying to Rio. Paul y Steve están yendo a Rio, en avión, Rio de Janeiro. Malcolm's in London, right? And John's in New York. And he goes, yeah, great. What am I going to do? Give away a third year. What am I going to do? And he goes, she says, anything you like. You're a free agent now. Now, this is a word a lot of my students mispronounce. It's not agent. It's agent. Vamos a decirlo, agent. And an agent works at an agency. And then Sid goes, I'll go home. Me iré a casa. I'll go home. See Nancy, his girlfriend at the time. He goes, she goes, yeah, we'll do that. And he goes, master kung fu. And he does like a kung fu thing. And, she says, look, try and get off heroin, okay? To get off something is dejarlo, to quit it. Try and get off heroin, okay? Come on, promise. And he goes, okay, just kind of laughing. And he goes, and cut back on the drinking, all right? To cut back is recortar, no hacerlo tanto. And cut back on the drinking, all right? And Sid goes, yeah, all right, promise. Cross my heart and hope to die. Cross my heart and hope to die significa lo juro por Dios, no? Cross my heart and hope to die. And then he smirks. Y eso es la palabra, apúntate esa, S-M-I-R-K, to smirk. Okay, don't smirk. S-M-I-R-K. So there's the movie Sid and Nancy. It came out in 1986, and it's based on the troubled life of Sid Vicious. And if you haven't seen it, it's a crazy story. And in fact, if you've been to New York City, I used to live around the corner from the Chelsea Hotel, which is on 23rd Street between 7th and 8th Avenue. Man, me acuerdo todavía. I believe, or 6th and 7th and 7th. Well, either way, it's on 23rd. And, well, that hotel, I won't tell you what happened, but something really sinister happened. Okay, smirk, guys, S-M-I-R-K, okay? As I said, S-M-I-R-K is to smirk. Our, you know, this self-satisfying one. Right. So, my amigos, we've got a lot more to go on today's show. So, I'm thinking we can take a look at a section where we look at words that sound the same, or maybe they don't. Well, you tell me in today's homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time, cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Homophones.
Show with no name. Show with no name.
Show with no name.
That's right. That's right, amigos. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And this is where you guys, well, we look at some words that I hear students make mistakes with pretty often and words that people mix up, I guess, from time to time. So I want to make sure you guys don't mix up these words. And so here's my question. What are these two words I'm about to give you? And do they sound exactly the same or not? Now, you can participate, as I said, on Instagram every day. It's Grupo_Vaughn, Grupo_Vaughan. And while you're at it, ya que estás, sígueme a mí, follow me too. It's Alberto_Alonso. And this way you have tons of awesome content every day, both with Vaughn and my accounts. And yeah, awesome stuff. All right, here we go, guys. The first word is genial. Wait, we looked at that word today, didn't we? Genial, right? Okay, genial. O también es gran, ¿no? Algo grande, el gran tal, right? So it can be that as well. And the second word is recibir a alguien o saludar a alguien, okay? So what are those two words? And do those words sound exactly the same or not? So, darle la bienvenida, saludar, recibir a alguien, y la primera palabra que es gran o genial. What are those two words, and do they sound exactly the same or not? Guys, we'll take a look at the answer to that and much more. I can't believe it, but we're going to our final commercial break. Time flies when you're having fun. Oh, yeah. Guys, we'll be back in 2 minutes with the last part of the Show With No Name 2.0. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Desde tu casa, una clase Vaughan. Por videoconferencia, infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to the coronavirus situation, we have transferred our teachers from the classroom format to the video conference format. Right now, over 3,000 Vaughan students are receiving classes regularly, both group classes and private classes, by video conference. So far, the results are very good. So good that many teachers say it's equally effective or even more effective. If you would like to take advantage of this option, simply go to our website, grupovaughan.com. It's the first thing you'll see when you open the website. Check it out. Take advantage of this option now during the period of confinement or later when the classroom option is once again available. With the video conference option, you can save up to an hour or more in travel time. And the results are the same and sometimes even better. Try it. Grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to
Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
¿Quieres aprender inglés este verano? El 1 de junio comienza nuestro Summer Impact, un programa intensivo para adultos, para avanzar en el idioma en un corto espacio de tiempo y sin moverte de casa. Clases por videoconferencia, grupos reducidos, horario de mañana o tarde, para cualquier nivel. Y lo más importante, de la mano del mejor equipo de profesores del mercado. Solo necesitas una conexión a internet, un dispositivo electrónico y muchas ganas de aprender. Llámanos al 91-133-5831 para más información. O si lo prefieres, entra en nuestra web grupovaughan.com. Te repito el número, 91-133-5831. O pásate por grupovaughan.com. Summer Impact. Empezamos el 1 de junio. Este verano, vive la experiencia Vaughan desde cualquier lugar.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Yeah! All right, guys. Welcome back to this, the fourth and final part of today's Show with No Name 2.0. I can't believe time has just whizzed by, but we still have another 26 minutes, so we're going to make it count. And I was just laughing. I don't know if you guys saw me. I was smirking, to use that word we just learned. I was smirking at my phone, and it's because I have a new thing I do. Are you guys sick of getting spam? I sound like an infomercial. Como una teletienda, right? Are you sick of getting spam? Well, guess what I do now? I have a new thing I do. So now when somebody spams me, and that's like some people every day, like, what is this? SGAI Association? I'm a member because I have some songs and things. So I'm a member of SGAI Situation. And they've been spamming me every day. The SGAI or ASGAI, whatever the heck they're called. I don't even know what they do, really. And so they've been spamming me for years since I had to become a member. I didn't really want to, but I guess I had to. That sounds like a dictatorship more than a union, un sindicato. And every day they spam me. And then I wrote them to ask them a question about a song, my member number, and I didn't hear it back from them at all. So now when they spam me on a daily basis, what I do is I send them pictures of like my foot, when I'm going to the bathroom, or I'll send them a picture of like my ear. I just sent them a picture of me massaging a chicken. So a video of me massaging a chicken. So it's, if you want to get back at the, I mean, I guess you could just say mark as spam. It would be easier, but I'm having too much fun. No estoy pasando demasiado bien mandándole fotos y videos raros. You want to spam me? I'll spam you. Now, here's where you say, Alberto, real mature, muy maduro. Because I could just hit spam, mark as spam, y se acabó. But that's not fun. I want to bicker with these people. So, next time you get spam, you can just send something back to them, you know? Just send them something silly, you know? A pen always works, you know? Un boli, the tip of a pen. Make it artistic, you know? Maybe they'll even be like, wow, I'm a better person now that I saw that. You don't think the person that's opening that email, seeing me massaging that chicken right now, is not thinking, wow, I need to massage a chicken soon. Oh, I'm such a child. All right. Well, guys, we've got a lot of stuff to do as always. So let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. Okay, guys, good luck. This is a tough one, but it's doable.
What's your problem anyway?
If I have a problem, you have a problem.
Me? You're the one who keeps taking the shots.
We should hear yourself. It sounds so phony.
What about you?
Yeah, what about you? That's child. That's something I do. No, I'm kidding. I don't. Hasta ahí no.
Well, what about you? It's okay.
Okay, so my amigos, I've got a lot of you guys participating also in the homophone section. Many of you got it at the break. Many of you are getting it now, getting us in your answers, whether the words genial or gran. Suenan igual que, ¿cómo lo hemos dicho? Dar la bienvenida, recibir a alguien, ¿no? Okay? Saludar también. All right, so I see a lot of you guys have the words, and some of you, I think most of you are saying that they're not homophones. All right, well, we solve this section really, really quickly, really easily. We say the words, and if they sound the same, they're homophones, and if they don't, they're not. I think it's that simple. Okay, so, voy a decir, creo que es genial que saludes a la gente. I think it's great that you greet the people. great that you greet the people. Are they homophones? No, they are not. Right? Great, genial. Greet es una I latina. Esas dos es. Greet. Like greetings. Good one. Right? Greetings. But now a lot of you guys are saying this, and this is a tricky one, because I know that a lot of you guys, right now, if you have time to think about it, you say, no se pronuncian igual. But do you know how many times I've heard students tell me, my weekend was greet? And I'm like, greet? What do you mean? So careful. One thing is knowing it now when you have time to think about it. You had 3 minutes on a commercial break, too. But another thing is that you say the word great and the word greet comes out, right? So be careful. Now, the word great, genial, también es, tiene un homófono. Okay, la primera, great. And great is, rayar. Rayar. So in fact, grated parmesano cheese. Grated. You use a cheese grater. Esa es G-R-A-T-E. Think of it, gratinada, great, G-R-A-T-E. Esa, te la doy en contexto. I think it's great when you grate fresh cheese on the pasta. Homófonos. Greet no lo es. Okay? Lo de saludar, dar la bienvenida, recibir. All right? Y muchas veces tenemos esto de, en los trabajos, a meet and greet, ¿no? Donde van y hablan y conocen a la gente. Se conocen y se saludan, se reciben. A meet and greet. Lo verás mucho in the corporate sector, you know, in the corporate world. But right now, we don't want to go into the corporate world. No thanks. I don't want to go into the corporate world. I feel like getting a little bit silly, you know? I feel like being a little bit goofy, un poco tontín. Yeah, so you know what time it is, folks. It's time for Your Joking. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar. You're joking. That's right. That's right. You're joking. You're joking. Estás de coña. I know. That's what you guys say after I tell one of my jokes. That's what you say. You say, oh, come on, Alberto. You're joking. All right. This one's really, really bad. It's so bad, it's good. All right. So what do you call it when a Russian emperor, right? We looked at the word before, empress, right? No, we didn't look at it. There was another. That's, in fact, I didn't tell you that. Guys, the reason I chose those words, actress, duchess, goddess, lioness, stewardess, and seamstress, is because today in 1762, we got to get our little history lesson. In 1762, Catherine the Great, okay, Catherine the Great, Caterina la gran Caterina, what is, la gran Caterina, I don't know what you call her, the Russian empress, the ahí tienes, emperadora. So you have the emperor and the empress, otra palabra de estas, right? E-S-S, empress. Okay, so Catherine, she became the empress of Russia. And you know how, now this is awesome. You know how she became the empress of Russia? A coup d'etat, golpe de estado, a coup, se escribe C-O-U-P, pero se pronuncia coup, a coup against her husband. Damn! And you guys are watching Game of Thrones? This is interesting stuff. Right? La Grande. So Catalina La Grande. Catherine the Great. And you know what? I heard that she used to grate cheese. Ah! Okay, but that wasn't the joke. That wasn't the joke. No, there's more. There's more. That wasn't today's joke. So now we'll go back to the joke. I forgot to tell you about that, but how cool is that? She said, I'm going to become the ruler, the empress. How? I'm going to coup d'etat against this this mofo. So, Peter the Third, right? Peter the Third got played. Se la jugaron, eh? All right. So what do you call it when a Russian, cuidado con esta también, no es Russian, it's Russian, Russian. What do you call it when a Russian emperor uses irony? Okay, irony, ironía, irony. Vamos a pronunciarlo. Irony to mock someone. Mock, burlarse de. Okay? So ahora que tenemos todo... Buen vocabulario en la pregunta, ¿no? What do you call it when a Russian emperor uses irony to mock someone? Sarcasm! Sarcasm! When he uses irony to mock someone, sarcasm, Oh, man. Oh, I know. You're Russian to go get the tomatoes. Oh, no, there's another one. You're Russian, ruso, pero dándote prisa. You're Russian to go get the tomatoes. Guys, I just told you four amazing jokes. You're welcome. De nada. Not just teaching you English here, but entertaining you with some of the best comedy in the world. You don't get this stuff anywhere. Not at the Liceo Theater. Nowhere. No way. No, no, not Danny Rovira. None of them. No way. All right. So, yeah, that's how good this comedy is. So, sarcasm is sarcasmo, right? Sarcasm. But the leaders of Russia back in the day, these rulers, were called czars, right? Czar. Now, I'm looking at word reference here, and there are three acceptable spellings. Podríamos hacer un spelling bee solo de esto, okay? So it's C-Z-A-R, C-Z-A-R, T-S-A-R, T-S-A-R, or T-Z-A-R, T-Z-A-R. Toma ya, no hay... Guys, if you ever have that one on a test, no fallas. Ponlo como crees que se pone. So, in Spanish, it's just zar, right? Se dice zar, Z-A-R, right? In English, pues quizá lo más fácil es añadir la C, y así es muy parecido. Maybe that's, you know, for all intents and purposes, the best option for Spanish people, right? So, sarcasm, the sar... I know, it wasn't that good. But I got a kick out of it. Yo me entretuve. Ooh, me he metido en aguas ahí turbias. All right, well, guys, before I go any deeper, I think it's time for another section. I think it's time for a little celebration. You know, I'm in a good mood. Estoy de buen humor. I'm in a great mood. I hope you guys are in a great mood as well, now that you know how to pronounce that word perfectly. So why don't we celebrate in a section we call Famous Birthday Trivia. That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Famous Birthday Trivia, only on the show with no name. And let's see if you guys can figure out who our famous birthday boys and girls are. Are you ready? The first person was born in 1964. She is the widow of, la viuda de, Kurt Cobain. You say Kurt, we say Kurt Cobain, the lead singer of Nirvana. So, yeah, but she was in her groups as well. In fact, her group Hole, they're pretty good. I got to say, I'm not a fan of her as a person. I don't know her personally, but from what I've seen, she doesn't seem like a really good person. You know, I can't judge her. I'm no judge. I'm not here to judge anyone. But if I had to have a beer with Kurt, who I can't now, or with her, no contest. All right. So, and her last name is Amor, right? She was a big figure in the punk and grunge, in that whole genre. In fact, she was she played Nancy in the movie Sid and Nancy. Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. Sid and Nancy, was that today's name, that movie? Yes, it was. So, if you were paying attention, maybe I said this person's name already. Not maybe, definitely. She was also really good in Man on the Moon, The People versus Larry Flint. Yeah. I gotta say, listen to the album. If you want to hear a good album, it's got like a punky feel to it. It's Celebrity Skin by Hole. It's their third album, Celebrity Skin. And 1998 it came out. I remember listening to it over and over. And it was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards. Good album, Celebrity Skin. And she's a really, I gotta say, okay, I may not be a big fan of her, you know, her public persona and, you know, I don't know, her in general, but her music is pretty good. And she's a really talented actress, you know, to end it, to say something positive about her, you know. All right, so that is number one. Number two. Number two, this guy was born in 1975. And this guy was responsible for giving us this. You ready? I'm going to do it a la española, aunque en inglés no se diría. Se haría de otra. Okay, voy a hacerlo a la española y luego a como lo haría un americano, okay? Pero el tío que ha escrito este riff, the guy who wrote this riff. Lo, 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 lo. That's the Spanish version, in case you didn't know. And the English version is bam, 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 bam. That's the Beavis and Butthead version. But the Spanish one is lo, 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 lo. So, yes, but this guy's written many, many other songs, and I'm a huge fan of him and his ex-wife, who had a band called the White Stripes. And I was lucky to see this guy in Madrid at the Riviera. Awesome. Just an amazing guitarist. Amazing. And last but not least, this guy's pretty wild. Un poco salvaje. No, not really, pero su apellido es un sinónimo de eso. Oh, okay. Cryptic. I think I just made it easier for you. He's a wild guy. He was in the Wonder Years, aquellos maravillosos años. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ear. Oh, just the opening credits of that. I love that series. I think it's a timeless series. The Wonder Years, aquellos maravillosos años. But he's been in other things as well. In fact, Boy Meets World. He was also in Austin Powers. You remember the mole? El que tenía la verruga, I think you call it a mole. I forget what it's called in Spanish. All right, well, we've got a winner, it seems, over here. A lot of you guys got one or two, but the first person to get all three of them. Wait, hang on. You got in there. Oh, three people got all three of them. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jester, Vero, and Chris. Great job. Great job. All right. Well, number one, actress, singer, Courtney Love. Courtney Love. Number two, Jack White. Oh, que crack. Jack White. Man, I love the White Stripes. I love their music. And last but not least, it is Fred Savage. Salvaje. Fred Savage. Vicky says, it's my son's birthday. Oh, well, you gotta tell us your son's name. So we can say, because if not, I got to say happy birthday, Vicky's son. Pero si nos dices que se llama Antonio, pues digo happy birthday to you, Antonio. And Vero says her friend Sarai as well. Awesome. So we're celebrating a few different birthdays today. Awesome. All right. Well, in fact, let's go to today's Say What soundbite, because that's Fred Savage in The Wonder Years. Now, you guys said it was two girls talking. No, it's a boy. Fred Savage, el chaval de los aquellos años maravillosos, talking to his girlfriend Winnie. They had a fight, a falling out, una pelea, right? And they're at a dance. Están en un baile. And they're arguing. You know, they're both hurt and they're, well, trying to hurt each other, it seems, as well. Carlos. Okay, Carlos. Happy birthday, Carlos, from all your friends. Que tienes muchos amigos aquí en Baugan Radio. So I hope you have a great birthday and save me a piece of cake. Guárdame un trocito de tarta, hombre. Come on. All right, so the Wonder Years. And he says, Winnie, what's your problem anyway? Right, they're dancing, but they have a falling out. ¿Cuál es tu problema de todas formas? And he goes, I don't have a problem. You have a problem. See, there's the bickering part. No. He goes, me? You're the one who keeps taking the shots. Now, to take the shots, right? Now, shots is chupitos, pero esto es, tú estás como dando los golpes aquí, like in boxing. You're taking the shot. Tú estás intentando hacerme daño a mí, right? You're the one who's taking the shots. He goes, you should hear yourself. Deberías oírte a ti mismo. You should hear yourself. You sound so phony. Suenas tan falsa, phony, P-H-O-N-Y. And then Kevin says, well, what about you? ¿Y tú qué? All right, so there it is. Two teenagers, preteens, adolescents, in love and having a little lover's quarrel, like we call it. All right, so here it is.
What's your problem anyway?
I have a problem. You have a problem.
Me? You're the one who keeps taking the shots.
We should hear yourself. It sounds so phony.
What about you?
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric. And that's also the final section. Remember, you got Fitz today at 6 o'clock and Richard Vaughn every morning. Make sure you tune in. All right. Well, here we go, guys. This is today's Say What soundbite. No, excuse me. Name That Lyric. And we'll dedicate it to our friend Carlos, because he said thank you. So, Carlos, te vamos a dedicar esta canción para tu cumple. Okay? Guys, you have to tell me what song it is, though. Me tenéis que decir qué canción es. Okay? No sé qué hacer conmigo mismo. No sé qué hacer conmigo mismo. Planificando todo para dos. Right? Haciendo todo contigo. Right? Remember, we don't say planifying or planificating. We say planning. Right? So, planificando todo para dos, haciendo todo contigo. Y ahora que hemos acabado, now that we're through. We've seen that 3 times in the show today. Think about that. Winnie and Kevin in The Wonder Years breaking up. Sid from the movie Sid and Nancy. Remember, they talked about breaking up. And now here in the song, right? We're through. Hemos acabado. We're through. Good way to say it. And then he says, no sé qué hacer. No sé qué hacer. Conmigo mismo. Las películas solo me hacen triste o me entristecen. Las fiestas solo me hacen sentir igual de mal porque no estoy contigo y no sé qué hacer conmigo mismo. Como una rosa de verano necesita el sol y la lluvia. Necesito tu amor dulce. Beautiful lyrics, by the way. All right, give it up for Jester and Chris Valrol. Excellent job. Awesome. All right, well, guys, the song is I just don't know what to do with myself. Gung, gung. Just don't know what to do with myself. Gung, gung. Like a summer rose, needs the sun and rain. What an amazing song. If you have not heard this song, put on your seatbelts. It's the White Stripes, Jack White, the birthday boy, the White Stripes with I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself. We'll dedicate it to you, Carlos. And guys, I want you to sing it with me. We got to say goodbye. I want you guys to sing it with me. Google the lyrics. I don't know what to do with myself. The White Stripes. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here today and every day with us on the show with No Name. We'll be back tomorrow with more, guys. All right, here we go. He's awesome.
Bum, 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 bum. Just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Writing everything for two. Doing everything with you. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do with myself. Just don't know what to do with myself. Movies only make me sad. Parties make me feel as bad. 'Cause I'm not with you. I just don't know what to do.
Everybody!
Like a summer roll. Need your soda rain.
Thank you, everybody. Ciao.
I need your sweet love.
Una ducha, te tomas un café, te vistes, otro café, coges todo para salir, no encuentras las llaves, el coche tarda en arrancar, no arranca, no arranca, por fin, atasco, más atasco, llegas al trabajo, otro café, reunión, otra reunión, haz una pausa y disfruta, mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan.